It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we're talking about being a warrior, putting on your suit of armor, and fighting the good fight. Today's scripture comes from Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. You know what? I'll be honest with you. There are just days that we just don't feel like being a warrior, do we? We're tired. We're discouraged. We're embarrassed by some of our own mistakes. We're disappointed by outcomes that we prayed for that just didn't work out that way. But defeat doesn't always come from dramatic failure. Sometimes it comes from a slow weariness, from prayers that seemed unanswered, from trying again and just not really seeing a change. And in those moments, the enemy whispers into your ear, "You've failed." Or maybe it says, "You're not strong enough," or "Why even try?" But defeat is not the same thing as destruction. A believer may be knocked down, but is never, ever abandoned. And Scripture never promises you that you won't stumble. It promises you you won't be forsaken, because falling is human. Staying down is optional. The enemy wants you to interpret a setback as a sentence, but God sees it as a moment to return to Him. So when you feel defeated today, you have two options. You can, one, run from God in shame, or two, run to God and surrender, because shame says hide, but grace says to come closer. And bouncing back spiritually isn't dramatic. It's deliberate. All you've got to do is be honest with God. Don't be sanitizing your prayers. Just tell the truth. Return to the truth, because your feelings are real and they're not final. Go back to what Scripture says about you and about Him, and take one obedient step. Not 10, one. Pray again. Open your Bible again. Maybe forgive again, or even just show up again. Of course, these are little small steps that you need to take in order to rebuild your faith after a low point, because defeat is not your identity. I promise you that right now. If you belong to Christ, your identity is not failure. It is redeemed. It is forgiven. It is restored. And it is loved. The arms that catch you today, you may feel down, but I promise you are not beyond His reach. You are not too messy for His mercy, and you are not too far gone for His grace. Because God does not fold His arms when you fail. He opens them. The same arms stretched wide on the cross are the arms that catch you when you fall. And sometimes the strongest act of faith is not charging forward. It's just collapsing into His grace and letting Him lift you up again. Lord, as we come to You in prayer today, You see our discouragement and our weariness. You know the places where we feel defeated. Help us run toward You instead of hiding in shame, and remind us that our identity is not in our failure, but in Your grace. Lift up our spirits, steady our faith, and give us courage to rise again. We trust that when we fall, Your arms are strong enough to catch us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.